This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Very good. Okay, welcome everyone. Masechta Moed Katan, Agur Chodesh, Chodesh Cheshvan, Chodesh Adi Akrav, Oisim Be'ema Ritzoin Kainam. The Mishnah says like this, In Koirin, you're now at a Tir Kriya, V'lei Cholzin, you can't bear your shoulder, V'ein Mavrin, you cannot partake of the Sudas Havra, which is the very first Suda that the Avelim are served. Now, actually, it's Machlokes Rishonim, and we say Sudas Havra, because Sudas Havra has to come from other people. Right? Because Hashem told Yecheskel is like the exclusion to the rule of Avelis, and from Yecheskel we learn out what the Dinei Avelis is. Hashem told Yecheskel, your Suda should not come from other people. From there we learn that a regular Avel, their Suda has to come from other people. Now, Toisus on Daf Chaf brings an opinion, the Machzor Vitri, Tap Toisus, that Sudas Havra is the entire first day. But we hold that the Sudas Havra is...
What does the Gemara talk about Sudas Havra?
The Gemara doesn't really. Why?
We never had it, right?
Not specifically. So the only people who could tear Kriya or bare their shoulder or partake of the Sudas Havra, Ela Krev of Shalmes, the seven closest relatives of the mess. Ve'ein Mavrin Ela Amita Zakufa. We don't serve the Sudas Havra only on a turned over bed. We know that the Avel typically what? Sits on what kind of bed? Overturned bed, upside down bed. But those who are, Pashup Shat, those who are serving it to him, they don't sit on an overturned bed. Their bed is turned right side up. Some Rishonim say that in deference to them, he also sits on that right side up bed. But Pashup Shad is they who serve it to him, they're sitting on a regular bed. Now this Amud is a very interesting Amud. A lot of important halachas, most notably about the Dine Avilos for Talmud Chacham. The Mishnah is mashma that the only people who could rise Kriya are relatives. In fact, the Gemara about Filu Chacham, even a sage, even if a sage passes away, the only relatives could rise Kriya. Vatanya learned in a Braisa, Chacham Shemes, a Chacham that dies, Hakol Krevav. Everyone is related to him. So Gemara says, what? Hakol Krevav, everyone, Sakadaydach? You think everyone's really related to him? I know the Jewish pool, it's a small pool, but it's not that small. El Hakol Kikroivav, everyone is as if they're related to him. Hakol Karin Olav, everyone rises Kriya. Vakol Cholzin Olav, everyone bears their shoulder. Vakol Mavrin Olav, everyone partakes of the Sudas Havra. Baruch Hava in the street. So how could the Mishnah say only relatives partake of bearing their shoulder and tearing Kriya and being Mavrin? But here we said for a Chacham, everyone is involved. Says Gemara Lo Yitzrich Delav Chacham. The Mishnah is talking about a guy who's not a Chacham. So we're not talking about a Torah sage. In fact, the Gemara, V'i Adam Kasher Hu, and if this person is a kosher Jew, what's a kosher Jew? Kosher Jew is someone who is not known to violate any halachas. Doesn't mean he's a big Talmud Chacham. It doesn't mean he's a big tzaddik. He just does not flagrantly violate halacha. He's an Adam Kasher. Chiyuva Mechayvi LeMikra. But even for a kosher Jew, you're obligated to tear Kriya. The Gemara says, even for a kosher Jew, you're obligated to tear Kriya. Now, simply this would mean before the burial, but at least at some point for a kosher Jew, one should tear Kriya. We don't do this today, but ideally, this should be done. And it's a stira to the Mishnah, Tanya. Why would somebody's sons and daughters die when they're young? Says the Gemara, Kadesha Yivka v'Yisabal al Adam Kasher, to give the person opportunity to cry and mourn for a kosher Jew. And these children, they're not old enough to sin yet. So therefore God takes them away, so the parent should mourn over a kosher Jew. So the Gemara asks, no way. The Gemara asks, Yivka v'Yisabal arvuna koshakomine. They should cry and mourn as if a security you're going to take from them. That's why, you know, we're going to be meshabe them. We're going to hold them responsible. We're going to subjugate them for this. Should we take out a lien on their assets so that they could cry over a kosher Jew? Says Gemara, Ella mibnei shaloi bacha v'sabel adam kosher. It doesn't mean so that they can, but rather because they did not. Because they did not cry and mourn over a kosher Jew. Anyone who cries and mourns over a kosher Jew, they atone for all of one's sins because of the honor that you did for the person. Now, this is important limud. Somebody goes to levaya of a regular yid. If you engender mourning, if you work yourself up to mourn for the person, Hashem is meichel all your averas. Presumably, you have to do tshuva. You know, even Yom Kippur is not mechaper without tshuva. But a person has herhurei tshuva, and it's accompanied by avelos. Even someone who's not a known tzaddik, stama. So it comes out stama levaya is a great opportunity, right? It means don't. If you're going to sit there for an hour, you might as well get something out of it, you know. And if a person is misabel, somebody mourns and has sorrow. Anyway. But it sounds like the Mefarshim say, one of the Mefarshim on the Ein Yaakov says, doesn't mean that if you don't mourn over an Adam Kasher, Hashem will take away one's children. It's not the punishment for that. The pshat is, if you would have mourned for that person, that would have given you atonement for some more serious thing that you may have done, and now because you didn't mourn, so now you don't have that atonement, then you're going to be held liable for a more serious thing. Okay. Right. So the Gemara says, right, because the Mishnah says you don't tear Kriya unless you're a relative. Well, we said that we're not talking about a Chacham. Well, what about an Adam Kasher? So the Gemara says, the Lav Adam Kasher Hava. We're talking about a case where the person wasn't an Adam Kasher. I guess he was an Adam Pasul. He was a guy who he does Averis. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. You still have to tear Kriya. Because, if you were standing there at the time that the soul departed, you're still chayiv to tear kriya. The Tanya we learned in a brayso, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, ha'oimed al ha'mes b'shas yitzias neshama, someone who stands over a mess at the time of someone's passing, chayiv l'kriya. You have to tear kriya. Anybody, even a rasha.
Anybody in the room.
Right, anyone there. Yeah, we do. I think so. Lamaza Doima, what is this analogous to? Le Sefer Torah, Shenisraf, to a Torah scroll that was burnt. Shechayev Lekroya, they're chayev to tear Kriya. The same way, if you see a Torah burning, you have to tear Kriya. If you see a Jew who's passing away, he learned Torah in his life, and even if he didn't learn Torah in his life, the Malach taught him Torah. So when he leaves, it's like the Torah is departing. So you have to tear kriya. Says Gemara, Delay kai hasam shas and siyas neshama. The Mishnah is talking about a case where you weren't there. It's not a chacham. It's not an adam kasher, and you weren't standing there at the time of yitzias neshama. Okay. Now we have a number of stories. If you came tonight, tonight's a good one. Kinach navshe de Rav Safra. When Rav Safra was passing away, loy karu rabbanan alei. The rabbis didn't tear Kriya. Amri, they said, Loi Gamrina Mina, we didn't learn anything from him. Why do we have to tear Kriya? We didn't learn anything from him. Amr Lu Abai said, okay, you didn't learn from him. Mitanya Harav Shemes. Did we learn in Abraisa that when your Rebbe dies, you have to tear Kriya? Chacham Shemes Tanya. A sage, when a sage dies, you have to tear Kriya, and this person is a sage. Rav Safra was a sage. Every day his teaching is in our mouths in the Beis Medrash, so he is your Rebbe. He didn't formally teach you, but his teachings have guided you.
So that in the beginning, when Rebbe dies, that everybody had to tear it.
Right, when a Talmid Chacham dies, exactly. Oh, so they thought that that Abai was reprimanding them for something they didn't do. But they didn't do it, so what are you going to do? You know, it's spilled milk. There's nothing you could do now. Sava, they thought, Ma'idahava hava, what happened? Amr lo Abaye, Abaye said to them, no, Tanina, Chacham kol zman she'oizkin behesper chayavin lekriya. A sage, as long as you're involved in the eulogies, you have to tear kriya. Meaning, don't say, well, you didn't do it, so you didn't do it. You got to do it. Savar lemikra la'alter. So they figured, okay, so they'll quickly do it right away. Amar lo Abaye, no, Tanya chacham kevoidoi behespedai. By a sage, the honor is tearing at the eulogy, so you're going to have to wait for the eulogy. You could still tear, but don't tear yet. You have to tear at the eulogy.
You have to tear again if you tore?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, you shouldn't tear initially?
No.
By a chacham.
It should be at the eulogy.
If you're not going to the eulogy then you tear that.
Not sure. I remember when Rav Henoch Chlibowitz passed away, a lot of his Talmidim, the old Talmidim, they tore Kriya at the Levaya. So it's not typically done. You don't usually see such a thing. Because unfortunately today people don't really have Rabbeim. You know, you learn here 1 year, you learn there next year, you learn there. People don't really ask Shilas, people. But, okay. Anyway.
We now, have a story with Amema, right?
That's yeah, very good. Very good. He ripped
it. He kept ripping because he didn't do it at the right time.
Right. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now we have a wondrous story about the passing of Rav Huna. Ki nach navshe de Rav Huna. When Rav Huna passed away, Savar le oisuvi sefer Torah poriyeh. They thought to put a sefer Torah on his bed. Amar lehu Rav Chizda said to them, Milsa de b'chayeha loy svira le, something that during his lifetime he didn't hold of. Rav Huna held that you're not allowed to sit down on a bed if there's a sefer Torah. Hashta leikam liavile, now you're going to do it to him? He held this is not something you're allowed to do. You're not allowed to lie down on a bed if there's a sefer Torah, and now you're going to impose it on him? Damar Rav Tachlifa said, Ana chazisa de Rav Huna, I saw Rav Huna, de boi lemes vaporia. They want to sit on a bed, have a manach sevatar ale, there was a sevatar on the bed. So he put the sevatar on something else, the kaf kada, he inverted a jug, he turned over a jug, aara on the ground, the osav sevatar levain, he put the sevatar on it, but he wouldn't sit on a bed with a sevatar. Alma, from here we see, kosavar, asar leishev agabe mitash a sevatar munachale, it's asar to sit on a bed that a sevatar is put on. So we see it's asur to sit on a bed that a sefer Torah is on. So, next. Here's the next incident. Lo yhava nafik poriyah mibava. They couldn't get his bed out of the door. The bed didn't fit. Savar l'shal shulei derech gagin. So they figured they'll lower it through the roof. There's a skylight in the roof. Amar l'Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, no, you can't lower him through the skylight. Hagamir naminei. I learned from Rav Huna. Chacham kvaydo derech pesach. The chacham, his honor, is going through the door. Savar la ashnuye mi poriyah lepori. They figured we'll put him on a smaller bed. Amar l'Rav Chizda no achi gamri nominei. I learned from Rav Huna chacham kavayde b'mita rishayna. The sage, his honor is to carry him out in the initial bed made for him, like they did by the arayin. The Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav minayin lechacham shekvayde b'mita rishayna. How do I know a sage, his honor is in the original bed that was designated for him? Shenemar, it says by the arayin, vayarkivu as arayin ho'alekim. And they rode the Ark of God al el agola chadasha on a new wagon. Rashi says al agola chadasha oisa agola sheshegru plishtima, the very same wagon that the Philistines sent it on. Over oisa agola hivil David miveis avinadav liir David, and that original wagon David used from. David brought from the house of Avinadav to the city of David. So he used the very same wagon. Now it's interesting, Rashi translates Agola Chadasha as the original one, the new one, the new one that had been made in the past. Okay, so...
Was it really an old one?
I guess, yeah.
What does it mean to take him out on his first bed?
In other words, they were carrying him on a bed, but the bed didn't fit, so they figured they'll put him on a smaller bed. No, there's a halacha that the honor of the mess is to keep him on the original bed.
That he passed away on, or just
the original bed that they made to carry him out on. Right. Okay. So, parois Bava, they broke open the doorway. Va'afkuha. And they took him out. Pasach alei Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba began with the following hesped. Roy haya Rabbeinu shetisha alav shechina. Rav Huna was roy that the shechina should dwell on him. Amazing. Ela shebavel garmalei. Babylon caused him to not have the hashras shechina because the shechina only dwells in what? Eretz Yisrael. I just saw today in the Chassam Sofer, he's talking about Migdal Bavel. What did Migdal Bavel, that was the first time people decided they're going to do their own thing, they're going to make a building of worship for God. So Chassam Sofer says, Bavel is Rosh HaTevois, Bina Bama La'atzmai. Building a Bama for yourself. In other words, you know, doing your own thing. Okay. So, we continue. So that's the question. Rav Huna, in other words, Rav Huna was worried that Shechina should dwell on him, but Bavel caused him not to have it. So now the Gemara asks, most of Rav Nachman Bar Chisda, v'amri lo Rav Chanan Bar Chisda, Rav Nachman Bar Chisda asks, and some say Rav Chanan Bar Chisda, hayoy, Tvar Hashem Yechesko ben Buzi HaKoyen, hayoy, it was the word of God to Ezekiel ben Buzi the Koyen, Be'eretz Kazdim. And we know, Yecheskel, here the Pasuk is saying, he received prophecy, where? In Babylon. In fact, right, where?
Eretz Kazdim.
By the way, you know, Yecheskel is buried in Iraq. The Ben Ishchai would go to Yecheskel Navi's kever at the end of his life. Ben Ishchai traveled to northern Iraq to go to Yecheskel's kever. Now we know, right? So it's a kasha. How could you say Rav Huna was right that the Shechina should dwell on him, but Bavel caused him not to? But Yechezkel had Hashras Hashechina in Bavel. So Tafach Le Avua B'Sandalei. His father tapped him on his sandal, so as not to embarrass him. And he said, that, what kind of question is that? Amar Leis, his father, Rav Nachman, Chizda, told Rav Nachman, or Rav Hanan, Lava Minucha, didn't I tell you, Lo Tichur Amma Mai, don't stop bothering the people. My haya, what does it mean? It was shahaya kfar. Now, what does that mean? Shahaya kfar. There are two pshatim in Rashi. The first pshat in Rashi is Yecheskel didn't have continuous hashras hashchina. He had a one-time epiphany. He had a one-time experience. Rashi says kolayma he shaita havav leyos. It was a one-time thing. Some say it means he already had it in Eretz Yisrael because the Ruach HaKodesh dwelled on him. Meaning the rule is, since he had Hashras HaShechina in Eretz Yisrael, he was able to continue having Hashras HaShechina in Chutz Eretz. By the way, Rashi Masechet Megillah, is there a Megillah here? Rashi Masechet Megillah says the second answer. Rashi Masechet Megillah says, Mordechai and Esther, how could they say Nevuah in Chutz Aretz? How about Daniel, how could he have Nevuah in Chutz Aretz? The same idea, that once you start in Chutz Aretz, you could, in Eretz Yisrael, you could continue in Chutz Aretz. Okay.
That to originate there.
It has to start in Eretz Yisrael, yeah. Thanks. I think Rashi and Megillah, Daf Yudalet,
that means to say that Rav Huna never went to Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah, Rav Huna was a Babylonian. Can you get me a Baba Basra? Sorry.
It's a workout for tonight.
Give him a raise.
He's got it.
He's got it? Okay.
Just like that.
The Gemara continues, Ki asku alahasam, when they brought Rav Huna up, thank you. Look, Rashi says, Sefer, See, Rashi says that the Anshei Knesset, who wrote Yechezkel? Yechezkel, Shnei Masar, Daniel, Megillas Esther, Ezra, Kas, Anshei Knesset Hagdola. So Rashi says, Kasvu Yechezkel, Shenes Navi Begoyla. Why didn't Yechezkel write Sefer Yechezkel? Rashi says, unless because Nevuah of Chutz La'aretz, you cannot write in Chutz La'aretz. And the Anshei Knesset Gedolah wrote it after they came up to Eretz Yisrael and Sefer Daniel and Megillas Esther. In other words, even though they were able to be in Misnave in Chutz La'aretz because they started in Eretz Yisrael, but they cannot be recorded in Chutz La'aretz. It has to be recorded in Eretz Yisrael. That's Rashi. You mean the Midbar?
Moshe never was in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, unless Moshe is different.
But his Nevuah, what you mean, how did he have Nevuah in Chutz La'aretz? Where? In Mitzrayim? Or in the Midbar?
Everywhere. His entire life.
In the Midbar, maybe that's Eretz Yisrael. Maybe the Midbar is considered Eretz Yisrael. Is Midbar Sinai Eretz Yisrael? What country is Har Sinai in? Saudi Arabia?
That's where it is. That's what's called it.
I'm not sure.
But we do know Moshe also didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. So.
Right.
True. But he did go Me'ever LeYarden. So maybe he didn't go. Maybe it's not part of Eretz Yisrael proper, but Legabe Nevuah maybe. Let's see right here in the Gemara. Kiaskul HaHasim, when they brought Rav Huna up, Amru Leila Rav Ami L'Rabasi, they said to Rav Ami L'Rabasi, Rav Huna Asi, Rav Huna is coming. Amru, they said, what, Rav Huna is here? I don't understand. When we were in Bavel, we couldn't even lift up our heads to Rav Huna. Ki Avinan HaHasim, when we were there, Lo Yehavelan L'Duliye Reishin Mine, we couldn't even lift up our heads from him. Hashta Asinan Hacha, now that we came here, Asa Basrin, he's following us. What they were saying is, he doesn't have a right to come here. When we were by him, we didn't even have a place for ourselves. We were so submitted to Rav Huna, we were so subdued by Rav Huna, we couldn't even open up our mouths. So if he's going to come here, he's going to put us out of business, he has no right to come here. They didn't know that he was coming already passed on. Amrulay, they said to him, Aroinai ba, his coffin is coming. So Rav Ami v'Rav Asi nafak. Rav Ami v'Rav Asi went out to greet it. Rav Ila v'Rav Chanina loy nafak. Rav Ila and Rav Chanina did not go out. Ikadamri, some say Rav Ila nafak, Rav Chanina loy nafak. Rav Ila went out, Rav Chanina didn't go out. The nafak, my time, what's the reason of those who went out? The Tanya aroin ha'ayver mimakam lamakam ayim demalav v'shura. Because we learned in a brisa a coffin that passes from place to place. You stand on line to be Menachem, va'omrim alav berachas avelim, and you say the bracha, the tanchumei avelim, and the consolation. D'loy nafik, but those who didn't go out my time, the tanya arin ha'ivar v'makal makam einoim d'alav b'shor. You don't have to wait on the line. V'einoim alav berachas avelim, the tanchumei avelim. So stam, there's a stira now between the two brises. Kashina hadadi. So now the two brises are contradictory. Don't say the reason of those who went out because there's a brisa that says you go out, and those who didn't go out because there's a brisa that says you don't go out. Because now the two brises contradict each other. So Gemara says loy kasha. There's no contradiction. Kan sheshildai kayemis, kan meshein shildai kayemis. Here we're talking about where the skeleton is extant. There we're talking about where the skeleton is not extant. Now the question is, well, when they took out the coffin of Rav Huna, what was the situation?
Skeletons extant.
What? Yeah, for Rav Huna.
So what does that mean? That means
the bones have not rot. It's still the skeleton is whole. Says Gemara, Rav Huna shildai kayemes haba. Rav Huna's skeleton was extant. So then why did some not go out? Gemara says they didn't know that. So Rav Huna shildai kayemes haba. So delay nafik, those who didn't go out, loy simu kame, they didn't finish the story in front of them. So now the question is, where are they going to bury Rav Huna? Because you're not to bury a Rasha next to a tzaddik, you're not to bury a regular person next to a tzaddik. So who's worthy to be buried next to Rav Huna? Amri, they said, Heicha ninche Rav Huna. Heicha ninche, where should we put him? They said, Rav Huna rebates Tar B'Yisrael. Rav Huna disseminated Torah. Rav Chia rebates Tar B'Yisrael. The Gemara Bal Metzia talks about how Rav Chia disseminated Torah. Rav Chiya said if the Torah would ever be forgotten, he would restore it. So they figured they'll bury Rav Huna near Rav Chiya. Have a man ma'ayalei. So now, who's going to bring him in? You know, you need a courageous guy. You can't just, you know, who's going to wander, who's going to just, without any fear, bring in a body into the crypt of Rav Chiya? That's a frightful task. You have to be worthy of such a thing. Amar lehu Rav Chaga. Rav Chaga said, I know ma'ayalein olei, I'll bring him in. Do'okimte le'tamudoi. Because I already established my learning, when I was 18 years old. I already knew Kol HaTorah Kula by 18. V'loi chazili kari. And I was so tahar, even though I was delaying getting married because I was reviewing and learning, I didn't see kari, I never became tameh. U'mesham alei kameh. And I was a shamish of Rav Chiya. V'yadi be'ovde, and I knew the righteous behavior of Rav Chiya. The yoy mechada one time is haficha le'ritzua de tefillin. His tefillin strap had turned the other way. Now, al pi halacha, if your tefillin, let's say on the top of the arm, you realize after the whole wearing it was overturned. It says in halacha you should fast one day, but we don't even do that. You redeem it. And he saw that his tefillin strap was overturned. V'yasev Allah arbon tanis, he fasted 40 days. Aili havai. So he brought him in. Aili, he brought him up. Now Rav Chiya had two sons, Rav Yehuda and Chizkiah. Havagoni Yehuda mimina. Yehuda, the older son, was resting on his right, was buried on his right. Chizkiah mismalei. And Chizkiah, his youngest son, on the left. Amalei Yehuda l'Chizkiah, Yehuda said to Chizkiah, his brother, get up and make room for Rav Huna. It's not right. He has to wait until, get up already, you lazy, you know. Get up. Komi duchtach, get up. No, he didn't say, he didn't criticize. He just said, get up. It's not derech, it's the kam Rav Huna, bahadi the kam Rav Huna, the Rav Huna should have to wait. Bahadi the kayim, while he was getting up, Kam bahade amuda denura, a pillar of light stood up as well. Chazya Rav Chaga saw this pillar of light. Ivis, and he was seized with terror. So he wanted to block it. So Zakvela Arone Venafik Asa. He raised up the coffin of Rav Huna and he left. And some say he left him like that, and Rav Huna is buried standing up. Who else is buried standing up? Who else is buried standing up? Remember we had a share on this. Who else is buried standing up? Rav Meir, no? Ben Yoyada says Rav Meir is buried standing up. Anyway, v'haydu lo yi'anash, anash, and the reason why Rav Chaga wasn't harmed by this pillar of fire, mishum dezakfei la'aroni ad Rav Huna, because he stood up the coffin of Rav Huna so that it shouldn't hurt him. When Rav Chizda, the student of Rav Huna, passed away, they wanted to put a sevatar on his bed. Something that his Rebbe didn't hold of. Remember, Rav Chizda was one who said we shouldn't do it to Rav Huna because Rav Huna didn't hold of it. But something his Rebbe, Rav Chizda's Rebbe, didn't hold of, we should do for him. Savor. They thought deloy lemishla karayu, not to sew up the tear that they did for when Rav Chizda passed away. Amar le Rav Yitzchak Barami, chacham a sage kiven shechziru pneim achorei amita. When you're dealing with a sage, once you turn your face from behind the bed, shoylelin, you're allowed to fix up the tear. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we'll hold over here, and Bezos Hashem tomorrow night, we'll pick it up.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.